Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Elisa Cafferata is here. She's acting director of the Nevada Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation. Plus, Fred Locken, professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. It's all coming up next on all new Nevada Newsmakers.
Heidi Gansert says she'll be a champion for women. Oh, really? Gansert sides with the insurance industry and repeatedly voted against protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Those with asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, and even COVID survivors would be at risk. And Gansert voted to criminalize abortion, putting doctors and women in jail. That's no champion. That's a sellout. For State Senate, vote no on Heidi Gansert.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are delighted to welcome back to the program Elisa Cafferata. She's acting director of the Nevada Department of Employment, Training, and Rehabilitation, which is better known as DETR in the state. Pleasure to have you on the program.
Nice to be back.
Okay, so there is a total nightmare at this department, and the previous director steps down because of personal threats and the pressure of the job, because of the unemployment crisis in the state, and the governor contacts you to take the job. What was your response?
Well, I had to think about it, of course, and really, you know, the situation I stepped into was a little different than the situation that Heather Korpulik stepped into, and I have great respect for Heather, and she put in place one of the computer systems that we're working with now. But really, by the time I got the job offer, the governor had created the strike force, which was headed by Barbara Buckley.
Former speaker.
Former speaker of the assembly, and a formidable woman.
Yeah, don't stand in her way if she's coming through.
If she's got something to do, she's going to do it. And the full commitment of the governor's office to address whatever was needed in resources. As you know, I've been with the state for a year, and there are a lot of details for doing personnel actions and budgeting items, and we're sort of very much in begging for forgiveness mode as we do some emergency actions that aren't following the traditional. They're all on the emergency track, and we have the support of the governor's office to just get done what we need to get done.
So. All right, let's start out on the personal, then we'll move to the business.
Okay.
So are you getting threats?
It is completely understandable that people who are waiting for us to get to their case are extremely frustrated. I'm not getting personal threats. I don't go on social media very often, but when I do, there are a lot of folks who are, you know, wondering why we can't get to their cases. And the answer is we're getting through the cases as quickly as we can, but until we get to yours, that's not much comfort. So I'm not getting those kind of personal threats.
Okay, well, that's good news. So let's talk about the situation. How many thousands of people at this point are waiting to hear from the department?
So the one of the biggest challenges for us is sorting through the fraud applications versus real Nevadan applications.
Right.
Just to give you a sense of the magnitude, there are 1.5 million workers in the Nevada workforce. We have gotten unemployment applications from over 1 million unique Social Security numbers. Now, you and I know that two-thirds of Nevadans are not unemployed. It's about 12% right now. So that gives you a sense of the magnitude of the fraud. And the problem with fraud is, in a lot of cases, particularly in the PUA system, which is Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, which is for the gig workers, somebody often has to look at the documentation. So if I have to look at 100 applications before I get to a real Nevadan, you can see that really slows us down. So when we started, we had about 60,000 in the backlog in PUA, and we're down to between 5 and 10,000 real people, we think. Those are still folks who are waiting for a staff person to get to them, but we're getting through about 5,000 a week. So I think we're going to get caught up on that in the next few weeks. They're still coming in at 10,000 a day clip, so it's hard to stay on top of it, but we're getting there. In traditional unemployment, we started with about 150,000, about 100,000, I think. And we have done some staffing and some technology changes and some policy changes. So we're about 20,000, by the end of this week, we should be about 20,000 left that need to have a staff person look at them. In traditional UI, it's a due process hearing because we have to hear from both the employee and the employer. So they take a lot longer, and that's been the hardest part of the backlog to get through.
So I will reveal here for the first time publicly that I received a letter, and this is one of the reasons I called you last week, that said, from Dieter, saying, Samuel Shad has applied for unemployment, and you know, are you going to go along with this? And as Samuel Shad, I went, oh my goodness, I've been hacked.
Yeah.
The understanding is that this comes from the Experian hack that happened a few years ago.
We haven't been able to sort of trace it to a specific hack, but we do know there have been a lot of hacks. We brought in Bill Strong, who was retired from Welfare Fraud Division, and he actually went through and called quite a few people to see who had fraudulent claims filed against them. And every one of them had been caught up either in the Experian hack or the Target hack, or, I mean, most of us have gotten those letters that our information has been compromised one way or another. And we think that a lot of that information is out on the dark web, and this just presented a big opportunity for fraudsters to apply.
And so basically what's happening is that that information is on the dark web, so people who want to commit fraud can buy people's names and social security numbers and then do things like applying here. Okay, so we know that this is obviously screwing up Dieter to a great extent. What is the advice that Dieter is saying in terms of if somebody gets a letter like this, or is somebody whose information is now compromised, obviously, what should they be doing?
So if, particularly employers, there's a waiting period that we have to see if an employer is going to contest a case. So they should respond as soon as they can, because after a certain number of days, then we start paying benefits, and then we're trying to catch up. So if employers get these, they should file on our website, which is dieter.nv.gov. They should file the fraud form, and we'll stop payment on those claims, or they can fax it back to us, which is, this is the only place in the work world where a fax really works, because we can then scan in your barcode for your employer number and get it into our files. And then there's also information on our website of what individuals can do to follow up, and they can put a freeze on their credit reports or file information with Social Security, and there are just a lot of steps you can take to sort of address the fraudulent use of your information.
All right, let's take a break. More with Lisa Caffarata after this timeout.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino, all new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Because of UMC, I'm putting my free time to good use.
Because of UMC, she keeps me on my toes.
Because of UMC and this guy, I'm here.
UMC, the highest level of care in Nevada.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they will.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino. All new DC Cafe and Bar, serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Elisa Caffarata. She's acting director of the Nevada Department of Employment Training and Rehabilitation. So where are we at this point in time in terms of unemployment and where you see this going based on what you're seeing as far as the state opening up? And the governor really seems in the last couple of days as we're taping this to be wanting to open up more here in the state of Nevada. Mm-hmm.
So the unemployment rate is right now reached it's down to where it was in the Great Recession. So we've just dipped below that, which tells you how serious it still is. We're seeing it, you know, there are fluctuations from week to week. I think that what concerns me most right now is the COVID cases coming back. The stock market is certainly not in a very happy place this week. Hopefully when we get past the election, things will stabilize a little. It's just really challenging when so much of your economy rests on tourism and people being inside in close proximity. So we're definitely seeing casinos that were hoping to bring people back that have not been able to do that. It's gonna be challenging, I think.
Red Rock Resorts just put out their earnings, and mm-hmm. part of what they were saying was that the cutback in employees is going to be beneficial to their bottom line. They weren't happy about that, but they were just saying that mm-hmm. this is a new normal for them now, and
right.
that they can recover because they're looking more at gaming as being the main thrust of their business mm-hmm. than all the other things, and especially money losing things like buffets, etc. Are you seeing people leaving the state? Because in the Great Recession, for example, in construction, when mm-hmm. the construction stopped then, the construction workers did not stay. They were gone.
Right.
Are we seeing the people in the service industries staying in Nevada to collect unemployment, or are they trying to be on the move as well?
It's a little hard to tell. I do think one of the challenges that I see is, you know, unemployment is based on meeting certain criteria, and really the whole purpose of the program is to help people sort of make that transition and get back to work. But because we've added some extensions, additional weeks, additional benefits, people are just treating it very differently. So my concern is that people did sort of say, okay, this is what I'm going to live on for months, and traditional unemployment used to last 26 weeks, half a year, and now it's extended almost to an entire year. And I just keep hearing from people like, I need the extra 7 weeks, and really our focus in the next 2 months at Dieter is going to be, yes, and you need to focus on, do you need to get reskilled? What are you going to do? Because these benefits do run out, and you need to think about how you're going to make this pivot and get back to work or cut down on your expenses. A lot of this is sort of outside of our wheelhouse, but the training, we are looking at how do we open up our training resources and make those available to people.
And what direction would people, you know, do you think go in if they're not going to be able to be in the service? Or is that also not the department's responsibility?
So we work with all the other workforce development groups like GOED and OWN, and there are definitely sort of high need industries like healthcare is certainly a pivot that folks could make. At Dieter, we have the ability to provide support and help folks get certificates that they need and training that they need. So we just, like I said, in the next couple months, we're really going to be focusing on getting that information out because, yeah, a lot of the casino jobs maybe not coming back or will look different, but the healthcare industry certainly needs people at that basic service level, and then they can continue to get training and move up.
Yeah, I mean, things that we were talking about over the next 10 years, like robotics for the casino industry, so mm-hmm. where a back-of-the-house bartender wouldn't have to be a person anymore, it could just be somebody or a fast food restaurant. You know, somebody making hamburgers would be a robot rather than a person. That arrived instantly.
Yes, exactly.
And no agency would ever be able to go to a state and say, you know, if there's a pandemic, we're going to need blah, 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 blah money
right.
and computer systems and all the rest. So it's not really fair when people are attacking the state and saying, well, you know, why is this not happening instantly? Mm-hmm. You know, where you said you've got a new computer system. Is it where you want it to be, or do you need more from the state come the session?
One of the biggest challenges of this job was that Congress has been helping the states in through the CARES Act, but the challenge is that one of the ways they helped was created all these new programs like the pandemic unemployment assistance for gig workers, who in previous years would never have qualified for unemployment. That's just part
right.
of the risk that you take and the reward that you have, right? So the new computer system we had to put in place to implement this pandemic unemployment insurance, which goes away December 31st, unless it doesn't go away December
right.
31st. And we've had to build it because we had to stand it up immediately. We're building it one module at a time. So we are just bringing online the final modules to sort of get a claim through the whole process. So that's been really frustrating for folks because they had to wait for us to put pieces in place. We are going through an assessment of our systems right now, and we'll get some recommendations of improvement. So I am sure that we will be asking the legislature for modernization. And, you know, prior to the pandemic, we had the record low. We had never had unemployment as low as it was, which in the unemployment world means you have the fewest number of staff, you have the smallest budget you've ever had. And when you say we need to modernize our system, you know, the response used to be, you're serving barely 30,000 people. You don't need to update your
right.
system. And a lot of states were in this position. Just we are, you know, we're at the top of the list for unemployment. So we were most overwhelmed, but we're getting there.
Well, thank you for your service.
Oh,
and we
pleasure.
Appreciate it. I'm sure it must be stressful every day trying to get through this. But there will be an end in sight. Come back and see us again and tell us, you know, updates as
okay.
we know more. I think there are going to be some interesting things right after the election, perhaps in the lame duck, that will help people.
Yeah.
And that's where I have to leave it. Elisa Cafferata, thank you.
Thanks.
And we'll be right back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard. to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. And a lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Heidi Gansert says she'll be a champion for women. Oh, really? Gansert sides with the insurance industry and repeatedly voted against protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Those with asthma, diabetes, high blood pressure, and even COVID survivors would be at risk. And Gansert voted to criminalize abortion, putting doctors and women in jail. That's no champion. That's a sellout. For State Senate, vote no on Heidi Gansert.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're talking with Fred Larkin, who's professor of political science at Truckee Meadows Community College. And just for reference, we're taping this on the morning of Wednesday, October 28th, to be played over the next couple of days. And so it might be election day, it might be the day after the election. So we'll bear that in mind as we have the discussion. One of the things I wanted to ask you about was redistricting. You know, that's a really big deal, and it's not been played up nearly as much during this election cycle as one would have thought.
Well, everyone's a little confused first with the ballot questions because we go 1 through 4 and then jump to 6. But I was honestly concerned about the League for Women Voters and that effort to sort of wade into redistricting in the state. I'm very happy that that failed. In part because it was not even fully fleshed out. There was not going to be a proposal of exactly how an alternative would work. And it'll probably be back for 2022, but at least at this point in time, a Democratic majority, I think, will obviously be redrawing the lines. And that's, you know, that's one of the plums. We've seen it every 10 years for the history of the state. I think that one of the other interesting things in play is the possibility of an additional congressional seat.
All right, well, hang on. Let's go back to the redistricting first.
Sure.
So one theory I'm told about a map is that it shows 4 straight up and down lines across the state. And so you would have a piece of Clark County and a piece of everything else in rural Nevada in each of the districts. What would your thoughts be on something like that?
Well, we've always had the most interesting map drawing, which clearly seems to start in Clark County and end in Clark County. Our districts have always reflected that. The second district has always been the one district that's been willing to be ceded to the northern part of the state. But whenever we've added a seat, it's just further cleaved that very large, you know, with 80% of the population in Clark County. It makes sense. That's where the power is, and they want their finger in every one of those congressional seats. And if they draw it carefully, they may even be able to be the majority of each of those seats, given just the preponderance of population. So it's always fun with students to explain how this works and understand that we only work with vertical lines in the state of Nevada.
Okay. What kind of blowback do you think would happen if CD2 was ceded in part to Clark County?
Well, that ship has sailed. This state is dominated by the South. That tip occurred a while back. I think Northern Nevadans are still trying to get used to it. But even with CD2, it's changing. Even if it doesn't, I think the reality of a future where it might be a and especially with some tweaking of the lines, could be a Democratic district. I mean, it's very possible we could be looking at no Republican districts in the state.
Wow. What about, right now, the distance that rural legislators have to travel to accommodate their district is already insane. So this could be even worse?
Could even be worse. And it's basically democracy in action. I mean, the census, it would be very interesting to see. But we do know now that a handful of counties in the state represent well over 90% of the population of the state. So the rurals have not grown. In fact, they have lost population in the state over this many years. And that's the interesting story of Nevada, that from a period of dominance to now struggling to be even noticed. And I just think it's going to continue to erode.
All right. So the potential for a fifth congressional seat. And you believe that if it comes, it would be in Southern Nevada?
Well, it would include Southern. Yes, that would again be a redrawing of lines creatively, because you start with about 2.4 million people in one county in a state that's at 3.1. It's pretty easy to get a slice of Clark County that will represent a majority of each of those districts. And I think this could be a power play of a legislature that's overwhelmingly going to be dominated by the South going forward.
We've got about 30 seconds left here. Do you see Dina Titus allowing CD1 to be shrunk at all?
Well, she's a very powerful figure. I would think that she likes her lines kind of the way they are. We, of course, have to rebalance the population, but that one will just probably get a little adjustment and not much more, would be my expectation.
Boy, so much to think about. And the upcoming session, more to come. Fred Locken, always a pleasure, sir.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
A bird's eye catches its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.